Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is
Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Singer-songwriter Josh Ostrander has led a couple of bands over the years, but these days he records under the name Mondo Cosmo. And for an artist who still hasn't released his debut LP, he's been making some big noise. The single Shine hit number one on Billboard's Adult Alternative chart. This little blast of punk in the background is just one side of the Mondo Cosmo sound. We'll get to hear another side here in the studio today, and you can watch us live on Facebook at WNYC Soundcheck. With a song called Plastic Soul, here's Mondo Cosmo live on Soundcheck.
Shift in the form, I'm standing there right next to you. I keep searching all these dying stars just to get a glimpse of you. And all I have to do to drift away is close my eyes and think. Whenever I think of her, 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 whenever I I think of her.
That is Mondo Cosmo, live here in the Soundcheck studio with a song called Plastic Soul. Mondo Cosmo is Joshua Ostrander singing and playing the guitar.
Joshua Ostrander is Mondo Cosmo.
And James Gordon on keyboards and vocals as well. So, Josh, who or what is a Mondo Cosmo?
A Mondo Cosmo is about 173 pounds. He's arrogant. He smells good. Nah, man, I don't know.
And he's arrogant enough to say so.
Yeah. Nah, man, I'm just a dude that writes songs in his guest bedroom. Yeah. And now I'm sitting here talking to you, and it's really nice.
So Plastic Soul, I don't know if you are aware of this, but, you know, David Bowie referred to his album Young Americans as Plastic Soul.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wrote Plastic Soul the weekend David Bowie passed away.
Really?
That's where the title came from.
And, so you did know that that's...
I did know that, sir.
Very good.
And even if I didn't, I would tell you I did. but yeah, my wife and I were cleaning the house the weekend Bowie passed away, and she was playing some music, and Irma Franklin song came on, Piece of My Heart. And I was like, wow, that piano is so great. I'm just going to sample it and make a song out of it. It was before I had a record deal. I was just making songs to make songs. And later on, I would sign a deal, and the label was like, we can't put it out because it's got that sample in it. So I was just like, screw it, I'm going to release it. And then there was a DJ in Los Angeles who just started playing it, and he started playing it every day. And every time he would play it, I'd get hundreds of emails from people who wanted the song. And it forced that label to have to get it cleared. Mm. So it's going to be on the record. And to be honest, I'm going to call the record Plastic Soul because I just think it's cool. Nice. And it's just arrogant enough.
It's also not the only time. I mean, we don't have a record from you yet, but we have a bunch of singles.
Yeah.
And it's not the only time that we hear sampling as kind of an essential part of the songwriting process.
Yeah, it's just something I started doing, and then people started liking it, so I just kept doing it.
Yeah. Was that a new thing for you? I mean, you've been around the block, you've had a couple of bands in the past.
Yeah.
Is this a new way of writing songs?
Yeah, man. It's like, I guess that was a new thing, because I came from, when I quit my last band, ECC, which was very much a rock and roll band.
Right. Eastern Conference champions.
That's right. Yeah. It was just came from wanting to mess around with different sounds in my home studio. And, you know, I'm not a very good drummer, so everything, there's a lot of beatbox kind of aspect to certain things. And it just developed into the sound where I was doing very stripped down, very simple chordal songs and kind of giving it some samples and some beatboxes. And it just turned into, like, a perfect example of that would be Hold On to Me. Just came together in such a cool way. It's almost like, I almost feel like it's like a soul song, and it's just got some really cool elements to it. I don't even know how to describe it.
Well, the other thing about the little bits and pieces of your work that we've heard is they cover a lot of ground. I mean, that song Sixes and Sevens, you know, this kind of relentless kind of punk energy to it.
Yeah.
Shine, the big hit, is kind of anthemic. Yeah. And, you know, there's lots of stuff in between. What they all seem to share, though, is everything's big.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's all writ large, it seems. Was that intentional?
Well, I love those, like, 90s Britpop records that, like, Owen Morris would do, like, the big production, just, you know, brick wall and everything. And I worked with Owen, and I learned some stuff from him, how to do that. But yeah, I was like, how cool would it be to have like that big Phil Spector sound coming out of a guest bedroom? My neighbors hate me, man. Oh man. But yeah, I mean, the songs are all over the place, but you know, so is Beck's Odelay, I guess. Sure. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like I kind of get bored with stuff that is the same throughout.
Are you bored with the comparisons of your voice to early Bob Dylan?
Ah, take that, man. He's doing all right.
Yeah, yeah. But even there, you know, some of the songs, I mean, I hear Damon Albarn. I mean, you mentioned Britpop. Yeah. I hear a little of that kind of sound as well.
I'm a big fan of him, yeah.
Now, you mentioned this song, Hold On To Me, which is one of a number of videos that you've released with pretty well-known actors in it.
Yeah.
That's the one with Anna Faris, right?
Yeah, that was, that one, again, I wasn't signed, but I was like, man, I want to make a video for this, and I was just like, nobody wants to see me in it. And I was buddies with Anna, and I just went to Anna, and I was like, Anna, I know what this looks like, and I'm so sorry I'm pimping you out, but would you do this? And you could say no, and we were still friends, and it's fine. And she's like, I'm honored you asked, and I'll do whatever you want me to do. Right. So we went and shot that video for $0.
Wow.
And I was just, like, so thankful. And then 2 days later, we went and shot one for a song called Higher, which had Paz de la Horta in it.
Right.
And
so is this just a function of living in L.A. and you just meet these people and they happen to be well-known actors? And
it really is, man. I was like, and I can't believe they said yes to doing it. But it was cool because I took those two videos and I purposely didn't do a video for Shine. And I went into the label's office and I played it for like the president. I'm like, here's two videos. Here's Shine. You know what I mean? And it's just like, we had a game plan. We're like, this is what we want to do. We want to do an EP, and then we want to do this. All that's been scrapped, but now we're doing a full length. It's fine. It's fine. We're doing good.
You are doing well.
Thanks, buddy.
And the videos look great, and there is a new one now for Shine.
Yeah, it just came out great.
But you mentioned the song Higher. That's what you're going to do for us next,
right? We're going to do Higher next.
All right. Mondo Cosmo, live on Soundcheck.
She's a fortune, based on what she weighs. She goes higher and higher, higher and higher for me. Raising in the volume, summon on the crawl. The time and optimization, but I don't know where to go. She goes higher and higher, higher and higher for me. Yeah, she goes higher and higher, higher. Suicide lovers, they sit on my shoulders with polished revolvers. They go higher and higher, higher and higher for me. I pour another glass, she smokes another bone. Your silence is a killer, man, a killer that we know. Yeah, she goes higher and higher, higher and higher for me. Yeah, she goes higher. Higher and higher for me, yeah. But after tonight, girl, I ain't gonna work no more. Ooh, 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 ooh. I ain't gonna work no more. I ain't gonna work no more.
Higher is the song, Mondo Cosmo, live on Soundcheck. That's Joshua Ostrander on voice and guitar, with James Gordon on voice and keyboards, playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Earlier this year, you were here in New York playing, you know, some of the smaller clubs.
Yeah.
Of course, those all sold out. But you were touring with Illinois, the band Illinois, as your backing band.
Yeah.
They also have a song called Shine.
I know. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
This is great. Oh, I hope they're watching. They were like, they kept saying something. They're like, whenever I would say shine, they would mumble something under their breath. And like, finally, I was like, what are you saying? These are like my dummy friends I grew up with. I'm like, what are you saying? They're like, dude, we recorded and released a song called Shine like 2 years ago. And I was like,
I think the album is called Shine. I think the whole album is called Shine as well.
Oh, man.
And it's like a really kind of affirmative,
you know. It's a great album. I didn't know it was called Shine.
And, you know, the lyrics are like, you know, the sun's going to shine and I'm going to be fine.
Arch just is like, he's the singer, Archie. He's crazy. And he's just like, you just rip me off every day. And like, whenever you do something, he had to fill in on the Canada dates we just did. And every time he did something cool, he would just turn to me and he's just like, now you're going to take it and use it. Like, yeah, probably will. He's a good guy.
But your song, Shine, is also, you know, it's a song about solace and uplift and pretty dark times.
Well, I mean, Johnny, I was working two landscaping jobs and I was recording songs at night. And I mean, I was up at like 4:30 and I was getting home at like 6:30 and I was tired, man. And I was like, I just left ECC and I didn't know what I was going to do because I was like, I don't think I finished high school. Only thing I could do was like manual labor, which is great. It was a great job, but it was just like, I'm like, man, I don't know if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I just kept my head down and just kept recording and writing songs and just, these songs just became like songs of hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just me trying to convince myself like, dude, just keep on the path.
Yeah.
And the fact that so many people, I get these messages from people, like how inspiring it is, the song, and I'm like, how cool is it that song was not written or intended that way, and they're taking it that way? I was like, wow, that's really cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Before I ask a follow-up question, what kept you from finishing school? Were you out on the road?
I signed Republic Records.
Yeah.
I was torn in a van since then, and I just got a bus the other day, man. You should have. Sorry, you want to see a grown man cry? I have the bus pull up. It was awesome. Jesus.
All right, so but back to Shine. In the song Higher, there is a brief mention of Jesus, but in Shine, the religious imagery is really kind of direct. It's front and center. You know, is that just imagery or is that a reflection? I mean, is this kind of for you? Is this like a prayer?
I mean, you can look at it like that, I guess. I mean, my favorite movie is like Cool Hand Luke, when he does the. Fake plastic. What is the song he does? Fake plastic. And it's just like this most powerful moment.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got a plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car.
And he's singing a song about it. And it always stuck with me. I was just like, wow, man. Like, and I think that's where the first line came. It was just like, stick with me, Jesus, through the coming storm. I mean, I was seriously going through some stuff where I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And like, I was trying to keep a happy face for the wife, you know, and just be like, all right, man, I got to, you know, figure it out. So the song really came from, I'm not super religious. I grew up in a pretty religious home, but I mean, I don't really talk about the lyrics so much because I don't want to alienate anybody. It's getting, you know.
I don't know if you're a fan of Peter Gabriel's first couple of solo records.
Oh, heck yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of religious imagery in there because, you know, whether you're a religious person or not, if you grow up in the Western Judeo-Christian culture, it's part of our common heritage.
Yeah.
And they're really powerful images.
Yeah. I just ripped Peter Gabriel off, apparently. Great. There's another lawsuit.
So Shine is, I mentioned before how, you know, the one thing that unites all the disparate elements of your songs is this sense of scale.
Yeah.
And this is like a big sound.
Yeah.
What did it sound like when you first wrote it? Must have been just you and the guitar in the guest bedroom, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I always start on stuff, just, you know, I'll just strum out a couple chords, and then I just usually come up with a melody, and I came up with the chorus, let them get high, you know?
Yep.
Let them get stoned. So I had the chorus first, and then I had my thing, I had to stick with me Jesus, because I wrote it down. I was like, man, that's a great line. So then, honestly, man, the verse vocal was just scratch take. It was the last thing I did on the song. It was just scratch vocal. I just wrote out the lyrics real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to it, like the non-radio edit version, there's the last line where it's take me in your arms and never let me go. You can hear my voice like break.
And take me in your arms and never let me go.
Because it was that, I swear to God, it was that moment, Johnny, that I realized, I was like, what this is. And what it could be if people gave it a chance.
So you knew you had captured something.
Oh, I absolutely did, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for so long, and that was that moment. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. Yeah. It was that moment where I was like, wow, man.
Well,
this is like the one song, you know? It took 15 years of playing every crap gig known to man, you know what I mean? And sleeping on people's floors to write this song.
Well, you know, the cynic in me wants to say, congratulations, you've written Hey Jude. But the music fan in me wants to say, congratulations, you've written Hey Jude.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You want to play the song for us?
It's No Scroll Shine.
Stick with me, Jesus, through the coming storm. I've come to you in search of something I've lost. Shine down a light on me, a sure path. I promise you I will return, you take me back. Let them get high, let them get strong. Everything will be alright if you let it go. Let them get my friends are so alone, it breaks my heart. My friends don't understand, we all are lost. I shine down a light on them, it's your path. I promise you they will return and you take them back. Yeah. Let them get high, let them get strong. Everything be all right if you let it go. Let them get high, let them get stoned. Everything will be all right if you let it go. Oh, let it go. Stick with me, Jesus, till the end of time. Shine down a light on me and let me know. And take me in your arms and never let me go. Let them get high, let them get stoned. Everything will be alright if you let it go. Let them get high, let them get stoned. Everything will be alright if you let it go. Oh, let them get high, let them get stoned. Yeah, everything will be alright if you let it go. Oh, let them get high, let them get stoned. Everything will be all right if you let it go.
That's the song Shine, Mondo Cosmo. a solo acoustic performance here in the Soundcheck studio. It's really hard not to sing along with that chorus. I know it's intended to be a sing-along song.
It's cool seeing the crowds because it's like it's that moment like you start seeing phones pop up and people recording. And I'm like, I've seen bands get mad at that. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? That's so cool that they want to capture that moment. I think I get a buzz from it. I think it's cool.
So that's probably how the song first sounded in the guest bedroom.
Yeah.
And like is often said, the mark of a good song is when you strip it down to just the bare essentials,
that still works.
Man.
You ain't kidding. That's a great way to look at it. Yeah. I mean, a great song could be played anyway, you know?
So we have how many? 5 or 6 songs of yours out there.
Yeah. There's,
and then the LP is on the way. Will all of these songs make it onto the LP?
I don't think so. I mean, Shine will make it. Hold On to Me, Higher. Plastic Soul.
Plastic Soul, if that's going to be the album name.
Oh, yeah. The label better get cleared, man. And then, so what's that, 4?
Yeah.
So when Shine hit number 1 at AAA, they were like, it was about to hit number 1. They were like, because we were going to do the EP, which was done. And they were like, can you do a full length? I'm like, heck yeah, let's do a full length. They're like, can you do it in 2 weeks? I was like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, yeah, I can do it in 2 weeks. But I record everything in my house. And I was like, my wife is going to kill me because this is going to be like 15, 16-hour days, you know?
Yeah.
So I went and rented a house in Joshua Tree, and I just took my dumb computer and my dog, and we went out and just recorded. I think we got 16 songs done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's going to be a 10-song album with those 4 that we said previously.
And you said goodbye to the 2 landscaping jobs?
I no longer work those landscaping jobs, sir.
Good for you.
Thanks, man.
Josh, it's been a real pleasure having you here with us on Soundcheck today. Thanks very much.
Thanks, man.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. We shot video today for Facebook Live. My thanks to Kim Nowacki, our videographer. Our technical director is Irene Prudell, and we had production assistance, as usual, from Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.